This episode will be lit. I'm hyped. So every generation uses their own slang for certain circumstances, and they all come from different sources and have different meanings. This episode is different. My guest Zach came in to interview for another episode of this series, but he made a point that he would like to define slang terms and talk about them. So this episode is structured in a unique way. We had a conversation and passed back and forth different slang terms we have used and have heard used and discussed them here on Points of Interest. I'm your host, Emma Anderson.
So the first one I want to talk about is one of my favorite ones, which is esketit or esketit. I just looked it up. I forgot how to pronounce it. I always say esketit because that's how it's spelt. But basically, it's Lil Pump's signature phrase. And as far as I've been able to collect it, basically just means let's get it. So, like, let's go, kind of.
Do you have an example of using it?
One of my brothers uses it all the time. Just whenever we're about to leave for an event or something like that. If we're about to leave the house to go to Taco Bell, because we're always going to Taco Bell, he's like, esquite it. And that just means, like, let's go. And everyone gets up and leaves.
That's really interesting.
So next I have shook, which is a pretty common one. I really like to use this one. Basically, it just means being shocked, surprised. You don't like what someone said. A common one is if someone says something that's really outlandish and you just respond, I'm shook. Because you don't understand how someone could say that. You're surprised that someone would say that. Also shooketh, I think that's a fun one because it just puts like this Shakespearean vibe to it, and I really like it. Lit, it's always a good one. Lit's been around for a while, actually. Whenever I try to think about what these words mean, it's really hard to give them a definition. But lit is just having a good time, I guess. Like, this is lit. It can also mean intoxicated or inebriated. Like, you say that he's lit, he's probably doing something that is changing his mental state. We'll put it like that. Yeet. So this one I have a backstory on. My brother, he is 27. He went to UT in Austin, and he still lives in Austin. So he's a bit outdated with slang and the trends that are currently going on. So I went down there to visit him, and he asked me what yeet meant. And I gave it a definition, and I said, just to, like, move something. And then I started thinking about it and how many different connotations the word yeet means. And so my final definition is probably the most vague that I could think of. And it's to change the status of someone, something, or a concept.
So I yeeted out of there.
Exactly.
Or I'm a yeet.
Exactly. It's just to change, pretty much, which is... I know it's as vague as it could possibly be, but I use it in so many different connotations that there's no, like, if you put it in a dictionary, there'd be like 8 different entries. It'd be crazy. Yee yee. This one's great. Basically just making fun of rednecks. Yee yee. I had to move back. I didn't want it to be too loud.
Is like the country sort of thing.
Exactly. I'm pretty sure people said it seriously, as like a greeting, you know, back in the woods. But people got a hold of it. More civilized people got a hold of it and just used it to start making fun of people. Pretty much anything that's notably white is yee yee. A white trash bash is yee yee. And then bet. This one I didn't understand whenever I first got it, because bet, I thought it meant it was just a shorter way of saying, like, we're making a bet. As in, for instance, one of the first times I used it, someone said, they literally bet me something. They said, I bet you can't do this. And I said, bet. And they said, that's not how you use it. Even though that's the literal definition of the word bet. But basically, it's just another thing. It means let's go or okay. It's just a term of I understand and I agree.
So if I said, let's go to Taco Bell, then...
I'd say bet.
Cool.
Yeah, it literally just means okay, pretty much, in that instance. And then T. This is one that I hear a lot. My friends use it all the time. And basically, it means truth, kind of. If you spill tea, it's like spilling the beans. You are gossiping and causing drama. But if you just use the word tea, so if someone says, all right, hot take incoming, Damn by Kendrick Lamar wasn't a good album, and then I say tea, that means I agree. You're like, you're speaking the truth. I'm gonna get some hate for that one.
The phrase tea, do you think that came from like the Kermit meme?
I think it could. Either it came from that, or the Kermit meme was made popular by the phrase. I don't know when the Kermit meme was officially made.
So for like basic explanation, the Kermit meme is a picture of Kermit the Frog, like the Muppet, drinking some tea. And usually it was put with a phrase like, her hair is really bad, but I'm not going to tell her that. And then he's drinking the tea. So
I forget what it was. There was always a phrase that went, I think it was, but that's none of my business or something like that.
Yes,
there was
yes,
a phrase
that
went with
business.
It. There's always a phrase that went with it. And then it eventually just turned into the picture. And then more frogs started popping up everywhere. Retweet. This is a pretty basic one. Retweet is just something you agree with. So it's the same thing kind of as T, but you can use them in different connotations because a retweet is obviously sharing a post on Twitter. So theoretically, if you share a post on Twitter, you agree with it, unless you put it in your bio that you don't. Retweets are not endorsements. So basically, retweet is the same as T, but it's just something that you agree with, it's that someone else says. And then TBH, which is short for to be honest, which when someone said TBH to me, like texted it to me, I had no idea what they were saying. I thought it was a typo. I didn't know what they said, but it's basically whenever you, a good example of it is if you're criticizing someone, if you're saying, you know, TBH, that flannel doesn't look good on you. It's a way to talk crap about someone and then dial it back because you said TBH.
So it's like, to be honest, this is what I think, but like, yeah, what you really mean to say is the straightforward mean thing.
Exactly. No offense, but I'm going to be offensive.
Okay.
And then GOAT. GOAT is one of my favorite ones. Short for greatest of all time. And it's used a lot in the sports world. And so I love sports. So Michael Jordan is referred to as the GOAT. Tom Brady is referred to as the GOAT. Basically, it just means the greatest of all time. It's self-explanatory in and of itself. But one of the best things to use it for is if someone does a favor for you and they text you, for instance, hey, I'm going to Starbucks. Do you want something? And you respond, yeah, give me a whatever, some long name of a drink. And they said, okay, I got you. And you say, you're the GOAT. Basically, it's a way of saying thank you, kind of, if you use it in that context. But also, it's using it to describe how good someone is at something.
So it sounds like an insult, but it's not. It's like a
exactly
high compliment.
I don't think anyone really wants to be compared to a goat, the actual animal. You know, people sacrifice those things all the time, so why would you want to be a goat? But in that context, it's actually a nice thing to say to someone. So I want to hear you talk about this next one because you brought it up.
Okay.
I mean, I know about it.
Ship.
I want to hear.
Okay, so ship is a phrase that I have tossed out there on occasion when, like, say, two friends who don't know each other, somebody says, oh, these two should date. Then you would say, I ship it. So I don't really know where it came from or what happened, but I imagine it would be something like, you would put them both on the same boat and ship it. ship is like to put two things together that wouldn't usually be together. Like, in the sort of fan fiction culture, if you ship two characters, you want Loki and Thor to have a thing, which is weird. They're brothers.
Are they?
They're distant brothers, yeah. But they're brothers.
Yeah. It's fine. It's fine.
Apparently, Zach ships the Asgard brothers.
I do. You heard it here first.
But there can be any sort of situations, or if you say, I want to go get food, and someone else says, I ship it, that means, like, let's go, like, these two need to be together.
Mm-hmm. That's the food basis. In my mouth.
This
yeah.
and this thing need to be together, and therefore you ship it, you add them.
Sounds good. Okay, woke. This woke kind of bothers me, because the original use of it bothered me, but now people use it to make fun of people this way. So woke is just saying something that's kind of not exactly controversial, but just not thought of. So I'll use a meme. So I saw this thing on Twitter, and basically it was describing, there's that one episode of SpongeBob where Plankton eats the holographic meatloaf, and he does it because holographs are light and plankton get nutrients through photosynthesis, which is the absorption of light. So basically he's eating a holograph because it's light, and someone quote tweeted and said, this is the most woke tweet of all time. So, and I thought that was really funny because it's kind of making fun of them for being fake smart in a way.
I can see that. From when I hear woke, I think of the Childish Gambino song when it goes stay woke, and yeah. It makes me think of like stay aware.
Yes, that's a good word. I couldn't think of a good word to compare it to. But yes, I think its original intentions were stay aware, kind of. It's more used in a political and social politics aspect. So next is shade, which is used whenever you're talking crap about someone. You're throwing shade. It's a pretty simple one because shade is dark. Talking crap about someone's dark. I use this a lot. You talk in shade, or you throw in shade, sorry. You throw in shade, and it's basically, you can call someone out if they're like criticizing you. You say, you talk in shade. I keep doing that. You throw in shade. So it's a good way to kind of call someone out if they're criticizing you kind of low-key. That was a good transition. Let's talk about low-key. I didn't even put it on here. But low-key is one of my favorite ones, honestly. So you use it to talk about something that's, I guess, less well-known.
It's on the low. No one.
Yeah.
That's still another. I just described a.
You used a slang.
Euthanism with a euthanism.
Exactly. So you'd say, I'm trying to think of hot takes. I already used one.
What is hot takes?
Oh God. Okay. Okay. Hot take is something that someone's gonna disagree with.
Okay.
It's a very disagree. Like I said, I didn't think Damn was a good album. I thought it was overrated. So it's a hot take that I disagree with the general consensus. So I like, yeah, more slang.
So low key or on the low is like on the down low,
mm-hmm.
which is like secrets, like something that most people don't know. So if I say, hey, this is on the low, that mostly means like, hey, this is kind of a secret.
One use that I've noticed that guys use, and I don't know if girls do, but essentially if you're talking about someone that most wouldn't consider to be necessarily attractive, you would say she's low-key kind of cute. So basically that means you might disagree with me, but it's low-key, so my opinion still matters, kind of thing. So if someone disagrees with you, you're like, okay, but low-key, she's kind of cute. So
yeah.
can be used in that concept or that context.
Or like, that was low-key loud. When you hear somebody screaming, you're saying, I don't want to be the one to say it, but that was loud.
Yeah, that was low-key. If you're throwing shade, you can say, bro, that was low-key kind of messed up. So basically, it's just a way of saying something but not saying something. It's like whenever you put LOL at the end of a text message when you're giving advice.
That's not my place anyway.
You say, I would do this, but LOL. So don't if it goes wrong, it's not my fault. Okay, next is fam. I used to use fam all the time with everyone. And it's really annoying whenever you use the word fam as a term of endearment and then someone gets offended by it. Especially if it's a significant other and you call them fam. They're like, I'm just fam. It's like, everyone is fam. Everyone is my family. It's just a term of endearment. It's short for family, obviously.
So like any of your close friends, like, this is my fam.
Exactly. Exactly. It's also used to call out just like one person. Like, what's up, fam? Just as a member of your family. Just someone that you're close with. And then, let's see. I'm trying to think of, like, transitions, but I just keep saying, and then. It's terrible.
So, when you see your fam, you get hyped.
Okay, there we go. All right, so, hype, I'm pretty sure it's just short for hyper, but basically it just means excited. So, when a new album drops, you get hype because you like this artist and you want to listen to the new album. You're hype. Hype can be used pretty much for anything that's exciting. Parties, concerts, sporting events, stuff like that. It's going to be, not lit. It's going to be hype. We're going to get hype. Stuff like that.
I use it as, like, if someone says, hey, let's go somewhere, and I'm, like, way on board with it, I'll be like, okay, hype. Like,
there you go.
All of these are weird ways to agree.
Exactly.
When you break them down.
I'm pretty sure the entire English language is just different ways to say okay. I swear.
There's
Fenna.
Well, you could say that you get hype when you're fitting to do something.
There you go. Oh, yeah. For instance, I get hype when I'm finna go get food because, okay, finna, let's go. This is a slang derived from a slang. Because people say fixing to, which means I'm about to. And that changed to fixin' to. And I'm fixin' a. And then it just got rid of the X completely and turned into finna. It's how going to turned into gonna. And so now we have finna, which just means I'm about to do something. I'm finna get lit. Let's go. Yeah, exactly.
Now that we're breaking it down, it all seems so, like, empty.
It's so, none of these have any value at all. They're just words made shorter and given different meanings pretty much. So one of my favorite things to do is to roast people. And this has been a slang for a long time. Comedy Central does roasts all the time on actors, comedians, stuff like that. And I'm pretty sure I think they've done it post-mortem sometimes. It's a roast. You get together and you basically just make jokes at others' expenses, which is great. It's a great time. But roast in this instance isn't exactly that. It's just you're talking crap at someone. You're throwing shade. It's the exact same thing. Like, you're roasting someone. You're on their head, which is another slang. I'm describing slang with slang. I didn't realize how frustrating this would be.
So there's like, actually... One of my favorite, not my favorite example, but an example I have of a roast is I'm in the improv group and we have a Thanksgiving performance called the Family Roast. And so even though it has like the sort of usual feasty vibe that Thanksgiving would, there's like the whole family gets together, but nobody in the family gets along. So we spent the whole time burning on each other, which is another slang.
Oh, man, I haven't heard that one.
So, like,
burning on them?
Burning people is like, ooh,
oh, okay,
burn.
Yeah, burn. Okay.
Like,
yeah,
if
yeah.
someone says, you're not as cool as you think you are, and someone else is like, ooh, burn, like, then you burned them. You insulted them.
Exactly.
Basically.
I'm pretty sure half of all slang
is to insult someone.
It's three things. It's saying, okay, let's go, or you're insulting someone. We're just finding different ways to say the same three things. It's so crazy.
But they all, like, they all apply. Okay, continue, continue.
Okay, okay, yeah, it's really extra. Which is another slang. So extra is just used for someone going over the top. If, let's say, there's someone's birthday, and you go and you just buy them a ton of stuff, and you go to what would be, like, their party, and all their friends are hanging out, and everyone spent, like, you know, 20, 25 bucks, enough to say it, show that you care, but you're a broke college student, and then you come in and you spent, like, $300 on them, that would be extra. You're doing more than you need to. You're doing too much.
You're doing extra.
Yeah, you're doing extra. It's used a lot in relationships if a girl or a guy is being too extra. It's used when you're trying to get with someone. I think that's, you're going over the top to try and impress them. You're being extra. I think that's a good example of when people are extra. I think people are extra all the time. If everyone's just trying to show everyone up, they're being extra.
I feel like a little bit of, like, off topic on that sort of when you're trying to get with someone thing. We have different terms for it now than, like, earlier generations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when we say that we're talking to someone, that is in reference to the fact that you both like each other, but no one's going to mention it.
Exactly.
And then when you're dating someone, you're actually in the relationship and you're going out together to do things.
Mm-hmm.
But in previous iterations of the phrase, dating is when you would go out once and
exactly.
wait a bit and you might go out with someone else. And talking would literally just be, like, it didn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, it was
just
dating.
Saying hi to someone.
Yeah.
But I think it's interesting that the word courting has faded out. Because I didn't know what that meant for a majority of my life. And I didn't understand it because to me, all there was dating. And then when I got into high school, there's talking. So, but courting is what we think of dating now. Except I think it has more of a serious tone. Because from what I've heard, you court to marry. And dating is just finding someone to court.
That makes sense.
Yeah. And then we just phased that word out completely, which bothers me because it's a cool word. I like using courting. But then you use it and people don't know what it means. They don't know what you're trying to say.
So we should bring it back. So you would be talking and then you'd be dating. And then at some point your dating would turn into courting.
Yes. So talking is when all you do is Snapchat or text. And then dating is whenever y'all start going out. When you take her to that fine meal at Taco Bell. And then courting is whenever you actually ask her out. And then, yeah, that's it. That's,
okay.
That's the, we're making it happen.
That makes
sense.
Let's
go. You heard it here first. So, okay, I'm going to go to these.
Go for it.
All right. One thing I think is interesting. I have a friend from Delaware and she's 2 years younger than me. So there's a bit of an age gap, but I don't think that would affect much. But their slang up there is different. And I couldn't find as many examples of it as I've pointed out to her. And I've made fun of her for a lot of different slang words that they use because I have no idea what they mean. But one thing that is weird is they're both, Texas and Delaware are both in America, even though they're far apart. And the slang is so much different. Obviously, there's stuff everyone uses on Twitter, like woke and tea and that kind of stuff. But there's stuff, just little tiny changes. For instance, they use the word mabes as a short for maybe, because evidently that extra syllable is just a lot of work. So they say mabes, which I feel like the S sound is a lot more work than the E sound. And then blacked is short for blacking out whenever you drink too much. That's a pretty basic one, but I've never heard anyone down here say blacked. I always hear blacked out. I never hear I got blacked last night. That's it. You never say I got blacked out. You say I blacked out as a verb, I guess. Yeah. But blacked is used as the adjective for that. I was blacked. One that I thought was weird was bagged, which basically just means you're super sad, which I don't understand. I think bag down.
Baggy eyes?
I don't know. I have no idea where it comes from.
Okay, if you have a lot of baggage, then you probably have like a lot of past, a lot of drama, and you could be weighed down. You could be sad, and I guess that could work.
That could be where it's from. It's interesting, though. It's just crazy how there's little different words that they use. And then not from Delaware, but I have a friend from high school that moved here from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and she used the word yens in replace for y'all. So y'all is short for you all, and it was officially added to the dictionary a couple years ago. So what's up? And then yens is short for you-ins, which basically means you all. And I never understood it because yens sounds so ugly.
Wait, can you use it in a sentence?
So how would I use y'all in a sentence?
Like, are y'all going out tonight?
Yeah, yens ready to go. It's literally just in replace of the word y'all, but it's short for you-ins, which means... I think you-ins is short for you and everyone else, something like that.
Or like youngins, I don't know.
Maybe? No. I don't know. It's crazy, though, because slang is so different in different parts of the world, or in different parts of America, even. We all speak the same language, but we all speak it so differently. Hmm. And yeah, we'll go back to some of the ones that are more commonly used in Texas. One that I don't like that much because it's always used for super simple tasks is the word adulting. So basically it just means someone who doesn't think of themselves as an adult. So whether they're actually under 18 or they're a college student, because none of us think that we're adults, we couldn't do it. And they make themselves like a bowl of mac and cheese for dinner. And they're like, oh, I adulted. I'm adulting, because they made themselves a bowl of mac and cheese. And I understand it to an extent. You're proud of yourself. You can put it in the microwave. Good job. But at the same time, it's used for such simple tasks that it gets overused. I did my taxes. I'm adulting. I haven't done my taxes. I'm not adulting yet. But I just think it's weird that we're so proud of such small things that we we have a phrase for it. Yeah. And it's never something that's impressive. It's never, I got a 9-to-5 job with benefits and a decent salary. I'm adulting. And no one ever says that. And that is what adulting is sitting in a desk for 8 hours a day.
I could see that more like if somebody has kids and they take care of them, like, well, I'm adulting now.
See, that makes sense. That makes sense. I guess technically as soon as you turn 18, you're adulting, because that's the legal age to be an adult. So now you're adulting. One that one that is kind of similar to one earlier, which is yeet, which was yeet, is finesse. Except finesse is more narrowed. I finessed the system. Well, that's a good one I've heard used.
It's like cheating.
You're cheating the system. Exactly.
I've heard it used as like gonna take something, like I'm gonna finesse that. Like.
Exactly. I hear this all the time. I finessed that hoe. Which basically means I cheated the system. And the fact that we have two words that mean the same thing, but they're used in different contexts. I don't know why any of these are used regularly. I just know that they are. And I'm going to use them because everyone else does and I have to fit in. But I don't approve of half of them. They're all really dumb, if TBH. And then I'll let you get this last one because you use it. I don't think I've ever used it.
Okay, so like when you say I'm pretty tired or I'm very sleepy, instead of saying pretty or very, you would say P or V. So like I'm P tired or I'm V sleepy. And that's about it. They're just abbreviated to the one word because the whole word must be too difficult. I don't really know. It's big in text and short messages. And then I started saying it. That's actually where a lot of the phrases that I ended up using came from, was I would see them in text and then I would start saying them because I read them so much.
Exactly. Things on here like finna, fam, TBH.
Goat.
Anything that's basically a shorter version of a word. It all started with text. And then people just started saying it out loud. I think LOL was the same way. Retweet starts, it came from Twitter, but it's still the same concept of an electronic form of communication working its way into everyday speaking, everyday dialect.
Okay, so the final thing that we have used quite a bit, but that wasn't really explained, if we're breaking everything completely down, is the phrase meme.
Meme. Yeah, okay. So there's this vast internet culture of people who sit on computers all day and don't look at the sun. And they're on Reddit and 4chan and Tumblr and everything. See, I stick to Twitter, so I get the memes like a month after they do, but I'm okay with that because I talk to people. But basically, memes are, I don't know how to explain it. It's just, it's a running joke at this point. It's a symbol or a phrase, picture, anything like that.
A graphic
that has an agreed upon meaning. For instance, we talked about the Kermit the Frog meme. Anyone that was on the internet for that span of time could look at it and know what it meant. There's a lot older ones that I used to know. There's like, I don't know if anyone remembers this, the Forever Alone guy.
Yeah.
He's just this giant, ugly, crying face, but everyone knew that it meant that he was forever alone.
It's like hieroglyphs, but exactly.
Exactly. I think graphic was a good way to put it. It's a graphic that has a meaning that everyone understands. And basically, if you just sent it, with no words, nothing. If you just sent it in response to someone, they would understand what it meant. So that's kind of what a meme is. It's a joke.
So like if you said, I broke up with my girlfriend and I sent the crying man photo, you'd understand that I was telling you you'll be forever alone.
Yeah. Also, what I like, though, is that the Shutterstock photos are becoming memes with the guy who's with his girlfriend but looking at another girl. She's upset about it. Have you seen that?
Yeah. So Shutterstock is basically a website that takes a bunch of generic photos and watermarks them, and you can pay to use the generic photos for things. And there's just this one particular one where a guy is holding the hand of one girl and looking back over his shoulder at a different one, and it gets tossed in there all the time. Usually people put a little, I guess, sort of script above it that'll say, like, when she's trying to put you on a diet,
Yeah, everyone knows what it means. There's actually an entire saga to this guy. There's so many different stories of him with either girl. She's pregnant. They're yelling at each other. I don't know. This man lives a crazy life. But the Shutterstock man is wild.
There's also just any sort of GIF or video, or when Vine lived its life, like the free shivakadu. Basically, it was a sign that said fresh avocado, but the wind had messed it up, and so a guy videoed the sign and read it the way it looked, and it said free shivakadu. Uh-huh.
People will make a joke out of anything, and it'll run forever. But we're going to go back a little bit, because you just mispronounced GIF. It's definitely pronounced GIF. I just wanted to clarify that.
I had this whole debate with Tristan.
Yeah, we did. We got in a fight in this in plenty of group chats. But
I think that's also a sort of millennial thing, is literally to argue over the pronunciation of anything.
I think a millennial thing is to argue over anything you can, because everyone has to be right. I'm always right because I'm me.
So then I must be right because I'm me.
But if we disagree on something, I'm right.
Oh, okay.
That's how that works.
Oh, okay. Yeah. It's because he's the white male.
Whoa. Whoa.
Circling back around.
Oh my gosh. We've come full circle. I'm shook.
Discrimination. And then see, then that starts a whole other topic, and then suddenly millennials are all off in the ditch arguing something that
exactly
isn't technically wrong, but isn't technically right. And then
yeah, oof. I mean, with my friends, we'll start talking about football and end up arguing about politics. It's rough. Everyone likes to argue.
For those of you who know these terms, I hope this was entertaining for you. And for those of you who don't know them, I hope this was interesting at least, laughable maybe. I had a lot of fun producing this episode. It was sort of enlightening and different to think so deeply into terms that I so frequently use in a lighthearted way. It also made me realize how crazy dramatic and kind of mean my generation is, considering we go to such lengths to rename terms for gossip and drama over and over again. That in itself is overdramatic. It's been fun spilling the tea. I'm your host, Emma Anderson, on Points of Interest.
Points of Interest is produced by KETR-FM in Commerce, Texas. The executive producer is Jared Knight. Support for this podcast comes from its listeners. Show your support by donating at KETR.org today.